Welcome to the Cognizant Leadership and Innovation Podcast, a podcast for leaders and by leaders, where they share their secret sauce to success with technology, culture, and people. So hold on, because another great episode starts right now. Welcome to the Cognizant Leadership and Innovation Podcast. I'm your host, Thomas Anglero. Welcome to another great episode with another amazing guest. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we have none other than Jakob Andersen, the CIO from Vedliv. Jakob, good morning. Are you there?
Yes. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, Jakob. What no one knows, Jakob, is that before we started recording, we were talking. So I think me and Jakob, we bonded at a very special level, didn't we, Jakob?
Yes, we bonded very well about the Papa team.
Exactly, being a papa. Yeah. We'll do another podcast just on that. Let us know if you want to do if we want to hear what Jakob and I do a papa podcast. Listen, Jakob.
Yes, but then yeah, then you might have to record for quite a long time.
Exactly. Sharing
papa's that's really an important area to talk about.
It is, but you know, let's be honest with everybody. The reason why we ended up talking about being a papa was because we were talking about the importance of caring for employees, right, in the office. And the different ways that Vedliv had gone about taking care of people during the whole COVID crisis and all that. So, Jakob, before I forget, would you just quickly just tell everybody who is Vedliv? And then I would like you very much to talk about, you know, like what we were talking about before we start recording, that agile approach that you did, that the word agile actually was a transformational thing that actually worked in your company. But please tell everybody who is Vedliv.
Yes, thanks, Thomas. I'll do that. Vedliv is a Danish life and pension company, which is one way to present it. The other way is you could say is that we actually provide economical security across your life for almost 400,000 Danes. We are a young old company.
What does that mean?
Yes, it means that until 4 years ago, we were part of the Nordea Bank called Nordea Life and Pension, and was a division in the bank providing life and pension products. And luckily, we were sold to the customers, so now we are fully customer-owned. And we changed the name from Nordea Life and Pension to Vedliv, which is a combination of two words, well and living.
Okay,
got it. Which also tells something about the purpose for our company now, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a perfect lean-in, because it seems like you guys come from, and guys, girls, with your company, comes from change, that you're used to change. And, you know, what we were talking about before we started recording was the change process of how to adjust, how to take care of people during that, the COVID time, the whole work from home thing, and now everybody's coming back to the office. You were telling me all about agile, the agile process. And to me, agile has been this marketing word, this hype word, and a lot of people in the IT world go, yes, we work in a very agile methodology, blah, 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 blah. You know, oh my God, it drives you nuts. You hear it so much. But then outside the IT area, you don't hear the word agile. But you said that the agile way actually was a cultural transformation for the whole company. That is a story you have got to share, please.
Yes. Actually, I'll start correcting you. Because it's
no.
we're not doing agile across the entire company.
Okay.
But actually, where we're doing agile, it has a positive impact in the way we were able to deal with the COVID in a really good way, and not only deal with it but also learn from it. So, I think the latter part is the most interesting, because now we are post COVID. And we need to capture all the learnings.
So what exactly did you do? Let's leave this word agile alone, because that's just another hype word. What did you do? What did you learn? and share that with everybody, yeah, please.
Except from doing what everybody else did in Denmark was, I remember that Thursday when the prime minister went on telly and said, now we're closing down the country.
Hmm.
And with the setup we had, we could easily just tell people that from tomorrow, guys, you're going to work from home and we'll figure out how to do that. And it happened. There was no discussion, hmm, so it happened. And people took their laptop. They took the keyboard and they took the mouse and they went home.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started in the management teams around the company to discuss how to actually deal with this. Because there were some legal restrictions sent out to manage how we went around the COVID. But we actually hadn't a plan on how to manage people.
Nobody had a plan, so don't feel bad about that.
When they were not in the office anymore.
Exactly. Where did you end up? Where just let's move to.
Yeah, we ended up having some great insightful discussions in the senior management team, where in the first while we tried to put up some common rules that should cater for the whole company and how the whole company should manage this situation. But with great feedback and also bold decisions from several business areas, we found out that it was much better to actually decentralize the mandate to secure that we manage the situation in the best possible way.
What do you mean by decentralized? What do you mean by that?
You can say for the area where I'm responsible, yes, for IT, of course, since I'm CIO, but we are also responsible for the whole development cycle from somebody in the business got an idea to the situation, the logger situation, where we actually gain some benefit from these initiatives around the company. So we are 95% of all we do in terms of making changes in the business, we're doing that via agile teams. So we had a structure where the teams had a defined objective. We had team rules for how to work together and such things. So we had all the structures, all the communication in place, which actually enabled us to put a lot more empowerment to these teams and let them figure out how to deal with this situation in the best possible way.
Wow.
And after reopening, during the complete close down, everybody was home all the time, right?
Yep.
But after we went partly back, and now we're fully back, yep, they still carry some of the learnings in the way they actually work together. So when they do some big structured planning, PI planning across several teams, when they have some of their ceremonies, they do it virtually still. They work from home when doing that because they feel it works much more efficient than everybody going back into the office again. The way they communicate, becoming much more structured about documenting things and so on. So there's a lot of learnings that they actually carry on from that situation. And if we didn't have a senior management that allowed them to take on that challenge and allowed them to take the mandate, I guess we wouldn't have been in that position.
But then we have
followed some central strict rules about now we are back 3 days, now we're back 4 days, now we're back a full week again, blah, blah,
exactly,
blah.
Exactly, is exactly what I want to get into. And yes, that's what a lot of leaders are thinking today. You have to be back. What I'm hearing is you have to be back 3 days a week at a minimum, right? Tuesday, yeah. And most people are choosing Tuesday to Thursday so that they could have a longer weekend, a really nice weekend for 4 days, right? You're supposed to be working Monday, Friday, but hey, it's called traffic. But I'm talking too much. But
you sounds like a traditional top manager.
We're going to get ourselves in a lot of trouble. But everybody listening going, yeah, I know what he's talking about. But boy, they're talking about it. Yeah. The thing is, though, that's really interesting because a lot of, and I'm saying most, let's put it out there. Mm. Most leaders are saying, I want my people back in the office. Mm. But what you're saying is when you decentralize the working culture in your company, mm. The outcome was a better culture, you said, a more efficient culture, more structured culture, and now also less rigid in that yes. you and the trust has gone up incredibly where you don't have to do a mandate of you must be in the office 3 days a week. Everything yeah. works out. Everything just works better now. And yeah. it's not about physically being in the office. It's about being happy and it's being about being functional. Am I right? Did I sum that up correctly?
Yes. But the happiness about people feel that they are trusted and they have the mandate actually to figure out how to work. And the along with that also comes as a natural follow the efficiency that people are becoming much more efficient because they know how to deal with their stuff in the best possible way. You cannot dictate that from the top.
Yeah, but Jakob, okay, here's the elephant in the room that yeah. and I think a lot of leaders right now, I have to challenge you nothing but love, Jakob, but this is just the elephant in the room. I'm a leader listening to you, and I'm going, I have an office space of hundreds or maybe thousands of square meters that I'm paying for, and it's empty, okay? Mm-hmm. I love what this guy, Jakob, the CIO of Vailiv, is saying, but I have an empty office. I miss those old days when there were people at the coffee machine and all that. Mm. What, and so you're torn, you know, these leaders are there torn saying, some leaders are going, yes, things are working really damn well, but I want my people back, right? Thomas, what advice do you have?
I completely follow you because I also miss the conversations at the coffee machine. We don't have completely empty office spaces because it's not about that people work from home all the time. But what I said is that we decentralize so the teams themselves are figuring out what is the most optimal way working together. We also from, and I must be honest about that, from a corporate perspective, we say we'd like you to be at minimum 3 days in the office space.
And you I'll come
back to why we're actually doing that. But okay. but talking to the teams, it's not a constraint for them. Because some of them are actually 4 days in the office space in some periods, and some of them are only 3 days, and for some periods also 5 days in the office space. So the point here is that the empowerment is within the team to decide what is the best way of working together. It's not about we don't want to see in the office space anymore, so figure out how to work virtually together. Hmm. So we'll still see the use, but it's a much more limited use of the office space than we have seen before. Hmm. And we also talked in the senior management group about now we need to go back to normal, but it's a new normal, and the new normal we also have to listen to the teams and hear how is their new normal gonna look like now. Because if I can continue, one thing is how the teams are actually set up working together in a good way. They feel happy about how they're doing it, and they also feel that they're being productive, right? Exactly. But the other thing is that what we talked about before you started recording is that this is a huge change going on with this COVID situation. And a lot of other ingredients in the changes, digitization and other stuff in society going on. And how do you cope with that from a corporate perspective? So you also secure that you actually anchor these changes in your culture and you benefit from that because you don't have a company consisting of X number of separate teams. There are interconnectivity between the activities across the entire company that in the end creates the value for your customers. So you have a team perspective, but you also have a corporate perspective about how do you anchor all these good things that you've learned and make sure that they're becoming a part of your culture going forward.
This is great stuff because you're deep in it now. And what you're saying is that the leader group, the culture of the leader group has changed. And you guys are actually, guys, girls, are actually having that tough discussion. What kind of leaders are we? How do we lead? What is a leader now? But I think I can hear it in you, in that trust. You actually increased the trust across all your employees. During that same time frame, a lot of companies got hit with the Great Resignation.
Yeah.
Employees were leaving left and right. Mm. And then what your stories are was, wow, no, we actually built trust. People actually are more happy than they were before.
Yeah.
You're going, yeah, like and it's easy. The rest of us are struggling.
And from a corporate perspective, also more productive. So when we were hit by COVID back in March, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
The worst case scenario was discussed that, we have so much that we want to do. We are transitioning from Nordea together with Cognizant, becoming customer owned and becoming ourselves. It's critical that we don't lose that opportunity and that we have to stop all this. So a lot of worst case scenario was put up on the board and discussed. Mm. Because we thought that COVID was going to put a stop to a lot of things that was going on. Also, from the customer portfolio perspective, that we had some huge calculations about scenarios where we were losing customers and where customers were going bankrupt and we didn't get that much money that we were used to, which is the foundation for how we drive business and so on.
Mm. Mm. Has that turned around?
It didn't happen. The way we managed to support people going home and continue working, I have no scientific basis for saying it, but everybody I talked to said that the way we managed it increased the way people actually produced. So we managed to complete a transition during COVID. We managed to further improve the different areas we made an agreement doing to become more efficient and more customer friendly, and we managed to increase our customer base with 30% almost throughout 2 years. So I think that's the best proof for that the way we catered for the teams, the way we put up structures allowing them to deal with the mandate themselves, we're actually working in a good way.
What you're saying is revolutionary, in that you're the ultimate example of how to successfully manage, how to successfully lead through this tough time. Jakob, congratulations to everybody. Holy crap, I'm in awe. I think because of this podcast, you're going to be invited to be keynote speaker on stage for the next couple of years. Enjoy that celebrity status, Jakob.
I haven't time for that. I have a lot of things to do.
Come on. I want to see you on TED Talk. I want to see you on Oprah.
Okay. No, I think many other companies managed to do equally good. During this awkward situation. Mm. I hear a lot of companies that actually were dealing with this in a very impressive way. But I think you're sticking onto something which is key to those who actually succeeded, because that is you invested trust in your employees.
Exactly.
And you got a lot of good things back.
Exactly.
And where we are right now, it's about how you capture all those good things and integrate them into your culture, so it becomes a natural part of how we continue, so we don't miss out on all these opportunities going forward.
And the elephant in the room is resist that temptation of doing things like you did before. Allow,
yes.
Right? That's important to say that, right? It's to resist that temptation. Allow what has been born, what's grown, allow it to continue to grow.
Yeah. And actually, back to what we talked about before we started recording, Thomas.
Yeah.
It's about the situation before and after becoming a father. you can draw that parallel, right?
Yeah.
Because if you actually listen and are curious about what happened here and what are the learnings, I think the way you will move forward becomes much richer. Of course, also like becoming a parent, compared to being an individual, it's getting much more complex to deal with.
Hmm.
But it's also much more colorful and beautiful.
You're going to make me cry, Jakob.
Oh, no, stop that. Don't want to be guilty in that part.
No, but let's just touch on that. And I think it's important. One of the keys to being a great leader is seeing that your people are your kids.
Yeah.
And if you allow your soft side, the soft side you have at home, that caring, that natural nurturing to come into the office place, the end result is a wonderful company like what Veliv is today. I mean, it's a perfect example, but a lot of leaders, a lot of people are uncomfortable with bringing in their nurturing side, their fatherly side, what we were talking about before, or their papa side into the office. But yet, don't you want to achieve the same thing? You want to have greater trust with your kids. You want to know that your kids are doing the right thing when you're not around, right? They're making the right decisions.
Yeah.
And life's getting better. Well said, Jakob. Mm. Wow. Listen, I want to ask you one question in the area of technology, just out of curiosity. As you went through that process and transformation and everything, was there something that helped you along the way? Was there, because you proved that agile wasn't hype. Is there any technology, anything you see in the distant future or now or something that you say, you know what, this AI thing, this thing's not hype. This quantum computing, this is not hype. Is there anything that you could tell other leaders out there and say, you know what, along the path, along our journey, there's one thing we looked at and we're investing in that, and that is something that's worthy of your time? Because again, leaders are going, well, coming out of this, I need also help on the tech side. Mm. And you being this amazing CIO who's done some incredible stuff, advice in the tech side, I'm sure people would love to have from you. Do you have any advice there?
You would expect from a CIO to say yes, and then come up with 1, 2, 3, 5 good examples on that. But I would say that we were so occupied about the transition that, of course, the way we put up the interconnectivity supported by digital tools, yes, but that's a commodity today. So it's not a huge new great idea coming up with. I would say the biggest part is how you actually deal with the organization throughout this change. And then I have to come back on the digital part, but not for this part. That I think it's becoming irrelevant, for at least for us, to talk about what we gained from the digital parts. We had some collaboration tools that, again, we offered and the teams tried, and some went for some tools and some teams went for other tools. And that could be my contribution, but it's not like a big new thing, I would say.
But Jakob, you answered the question perfectly. You answered the question perfectly. And your answer was pretty much, there is no secret tech. There was no technology to help. It's just focus on your people and you get this end result. That's a great answer.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic answer. And I was looking for something like that because it's not always about tech. Now, you know, ladies and gentlemen, this is a CIO and his answer was, they revolutionized. They didn't have the great resignation or anything. They probably have a longer queue of people wanting to work for them than anybody other country in Denmark, right? They built trust during that time period. They have people who are more efficient. Their employees, they're not even people, they're friends and family now, right? They've accomplished all these things. And the CIO said it wasn't, the tech was there, but it wasn't about the tech. It was about the people.
Yeah.
That's powerful, Jakob. You're a great papa.
Likewise. Thanks, Thomas.
Thank you, Jakob. Listen, it is a pleasure having you on the Cognizant Leadership and Innovation Podcast. It is a pleasure having Veliv as one of our happiest and proudest customers here at Cognizant. When I get to Denmark, we're going to hang out and we're going to have share some more papa stories. And if any of you listeners out there in Denmark, join me, Jakob, we'll put a time and place and all those papas will get together. Mamas are welcome as well. Is that a date, Jakob?
Absolutely. I'm really looking forward. And thanks a lot, Thomas, for the opportunity to have this chat with you. Very insightful and really very different from a CIO perspective to talk about this. But as you said, this is the most important part to talk about.
Exactly. Let's say we set the standard for the way CIOs and C-level people should talk henceforth. Right, Jakob? Great. Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for using your valuable time. Please subscribe to the podcast. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. We are everywhere. I am Thomas Anglero. Our special guest, Jakob Andersen, CIO of Veliv. Yeah, Jakob!
Thank you, Thomas. Have a nice weekend.
You too. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye for now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Cognizant Leadership and Innovation Podcast. At Cognizant, we help our clients modernize technology, reimagine processes, and transform experiences so they can stay ahead in our fast-changing world. Together, we're improving everyday life. Subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, and everywhere.